This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1379. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded October 24th, new United Nations service to Sudan, more new season schedules from Europe and Asia, fluff from China Radio International, Antarctic and Pacific activity, mystery frequency from Radio Republica, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. A few weeks ago, there was a one-day test from Mirai Radio for southern Sudan, but then nothing more was heard of it. We've made inquiries, and now we have news that this station is beginning regular service. Thanks to Albert Muick, who works for the United Nations in Haiti, but was formerly in Sudan. He got information from the people running the station that it would begin on October 25th at 15 to 18 UT on 9825 via Nexus facilities in Italy, which, as we know, actually means transmitters elsewhere, most likely Bulgaria. Mirai Radio has already been broadcasting on FM and a more extensive schedule, as implied by their website, www.miraiafm.org. I've been checking the listings, and I see that they may encounter some interference on 9825 between 15 and 18 UT. Of course, it's starting a few days before the end of the A07 season, and Voice of Russia is scheduled during the final hour at 17 on the same frequency. In the B07 season, IBB and Biblis Germany may be there during the first hour, and there are a lot of stations on adjacent frequencies 9820 and 9830. The person asking for reception reports is Nancy Hirsch, Broadcast Technology Officer, Radio Operations at UNMIS. Her email address is hersh@un.org. A mystery from last week has been solved. The multiple jamming heard on 15645 between 15 and 16 UT. Although nothing is listed on this frequency, I decided a good target for jamming would be one of the clients of TDP in Belgium, so I looked at their schedule and found something just 15 kilohertz away during that hour. So I asked Ludo Meis if his station had actually moved from 15660 to 15645, and he confirmed that it has. It's Tensae, T-E-N-S-A-E, Ethiopia Voice of Unity, daily at 15 to 16, now in 15645, unfortunately accompanied by jamming in Amharic. Ludo and I would like very much to know where the jamming is coming from, since at this frequency and due to skip distances, it may not necessarily be from inside Ethiopia. Furthermore, there might be another frequency change as yet unknown for the B07 season. That begins October 28th, when many shortwave stations around the world make frequency changes and or time changes to keep up with different propagation conditions and different time zones in those areas going off daylight shifting. This mainly affects certain broadcasts from Europe, and I'll give some details of those as we go on, as I have in the past few weeks. We have the new schedule for RDPI Radio Portugal, which unfortunately broadcasts only in Portuguese. Well, not unfortunate for those of us who understand the language or just enjoy the music. We have its new schedule via Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. I'll just mention the frequencies for North America. And some of these times vary quite a bit, especially on weekends, depending on silly ball games. At 13 to 17 on 15560, 17 to 19, 17825, 19 to 21, or until 24 on 15540, and midnight 2:03 on 9455. Last week I neglected to mention the new DRM broadcast from Spain, which is at 07 to 09 UT on 9780 in Spanish. as Jose Bueno informed us. Actually, that's 9775 through 9785. Here's some more background on the close down of shortwave services from Italy at the end of September. Kai Ludwig found this at a site called funkcorrespondence.kim-info.de. The new convention stipulated a reorganization of the foreign service, but did not mention a closure of the radio services. Thus, their cancellation came as a surprise. Indeed, the new convention did not mention a closure of radio. It did not mention radio at all. This was quite tricky. It appears that almost everybody outside the shortwave scene believed that no changes would happen there. Do not announce anything in advance. Just pull the plug and have done with it. I wouldn't be surprised if other broadcasters adopt this successful approach. And in DSWCIDX Window, Luigi Cobizzi in Italy adds, Prato Smeraldo, the main transmitter site, will very likely be dismissed, as he puts it. Protests from the press and specialized groups like Italradio were not considered. Rai International is now concentrating all activities on television, and only a few radio services survive via satellite and the Internet in Italian only. However, the Notturno Italiano service on medium wave 657, 900, and 1107 still offers a chance to hear news in English and French at the end of the Italian news every hour from 23 through 03 UT. I suppose those may be 1 hour later during standard time. Kai Ludwig in Germany says, quoting a MySnip form in German, Deutsche Welle will significantly reduce the DRM transmissions in the winter season. Nothing from Uferton in Mosbrunn, Austria anymore. 3995 will be on air at night only on weekends and not at all between 03 and 0400. Otherwise, during the daytime only, there will only be one frequency in DRM via Sinish Portugal. Radio Sweden's new English schedule has been posted on their website. Thanks to Harry Brooks for drawing our attention to that. English to North America via Canada on 6010 will be at 0230 and 0330. Now, the morning broadcast usually move 1 hour later, both direct and via Sackville, but this time the Sackville relay will be a further hour later at 1530 UT on 15240, the direct transmission at 1330 on 15240. That means, due to the week of confusion, until November 4th, it'll be at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and after that, it'll be at 7:30 a.m. Pacific. However, if you really want to hear English from Sweden at 14:30, you can try the transmission direct to Asia and Pacific on 11550. A reminder that the low-power station from Finland is expected to make another monthly broadcast, starting November 2nd at 2200 UT Friday and lasting for 24 hours. That's Scandinavian Weekend Radio, although Alpo Heinonen of the station told DSWCI that they've increased power to 1500 watts ERP on 25 meters. Still only 100 watts on 49 meters. The exact schedule will be on their website, www.swradio.net. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany is still hearing Spurs from Russia on the 15 megahertz band, but not every day. Spurs were occurring on October 24th between 12 and 15 UT. The transmitter on 15660 also heard about 714 kilohertz above and below, but varying from day to day, 14938 to 14946 and 16365 to 16383. The huge spurs we'd been hearing instead of 15550 mentioned last week seem to have been cleared up. Although Radio Ukraine International suspended its North American service, as we mentioned last week, not all is lost. They are now making available their programming on demand via the Internet, according to the September edition of Whole World on the Radio Dial, the DX program. Rich Cuff found the exact link for the audio archive. A week's worth of programs, anyway. It's one of those PHP URLs which do not lend themselves to being spoken, but here goes anyway. www.nrcu.gov.ua/index.php?id=780. via DX Mix News Bulgaria, the B07 schedule of Radio Romania International in English. Target area is not specified, so I'll mention all the frequencies at certain times when it's most likely some of them will be audible in North America. At 1300, 15105, and 17745. 2300, 6015, 6115, 7105, and 9610. At 0100, 6145 and 9515. At 0400, 6115 and 9515, 9690 and 11895. And here's Radio Bulgaria's new schedule in English. Frequencies as always ending in 00, so I'll give them in megahertz. To Western Europe at 0730, 1830, and 22 on 7.4 and 9.4. At 1230 on 11.7 and 15.7. This should be easy to remember because the two North American broadcasts at midnight and 03 are also on 7.4 and 9.4 megahertz. Via Worldwide DX Club DX Magazine, a Radio Prague's B07. Not enough time to give the complete English schedule, but I'll point out a few things of particular interest. The Canadian relay in English is now at 0400 on 5990. The morning broadcast, which has been at 1300 on 13580 to North America, moves to 1400 but stays on that same frequency. It'll be a few years before they dare go back up to 21745. Radio Netherlands, English to North America in our evenings, is back on 6165 from Bonaire at midnight and 01. And the later broadcast for the West, for some reason, again moves one UT hour later, unlike the others, at 0500. At the same later time, there's a new DRM broadcast via Bonaire in parallel on 6125 through 6135. The breakfast hour at 1200 on 11675. The Saturday and Sunday only afternoon broadcast from 19 to 21, I'm rounding off these times, is via Bonaire on 15315 and 15525, but no longer via another frequency from Sackville. However, we can also hear the daily broadcast to Africa at the same time on 17810. However, semi-harmonics from Sackville continue to be reported, for some reason primarily by listeners in Pennsylvania. Both Brian Alexander and Rich D'Angelo have heard one half of the Sackville frequency, relaying Radio Nederland in Dutch, 9525, until sign-off at 2357, October 18th and 16th. It was on 4762.49. Well, from B07, look for it a little lower as the fundamental shifts to 9520, so the subharmonic should be on 4760. Both of them also report hearing one half the CBC Northern Quebec frequency, 9625. Rich D'Angelo had it on 4812.5 at 2316, and Brian Alexander heard it in the morning signing on at 1100 on 4812.49, and at that hour, he says, the 4 megahertz frequency was actually stronger than the fundamental on 9 megahertz. I think the most likely explanation is, for these semi-harmonics, is that the 4 megahertz frequency is really the fundamental and 9 megahertz the harmonic. It's just that the lower frequency is not supposed to escape from the transmitter into the antenna before it is multiplied to be the intended frequency. Via kilohertz, megahertz, gigahertz, and not applicable, this is World of Radio 1379. Check our website, worldofradio.org, for much more info. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Tom McLaughlin in Lubbock, Texas, making his annual contribution in memory of our friend Gigi Lytle. Thanks to the totally unnecessary extension of daylight shifting time for another week in North America, there is now a week of confusion, Most European stations have made their changes on October 28th, including time changes, which means if you're used to listening to a broadcast from Europe at a particular time, it may be 1 hour off for 1 week and then back in step, or maybe not, if they don't make such a shift. It's best to think always in terms of universal time. As far as World of Radio broadcasts from our four U.S. shortwave stations are concerned, they remain on the summer scheduling until November 4th, and then the one-hour shift takes place one UT hour later, mostly on the same frequencies, via WBCQ, WWCR, WRMI, and KAIJ. When in doubt, check our website for the updated schedule, the radio schedule page at worldofradio.com. Thanks to the longer nights, Bhutan Broadcasting Service reception in Germany is holding up for a full sesqui hour, says Roland Schulze in DSWCI DX Window, heard from sign-on at midnight until fade-out at 0130 on 6035. That does not include any English, but Koji Hashimoto in Japan Premium says he heard the English broadcast at 1400 on 6035.03. In the Ontario DX Association, Roger Chambers in New York comments on China Radio International. A few years ago, I compared the programs of CRI favorably with the BBC or Radio Netherlands. This is certainly not the case today. While world news has been dominated by the situation in Myanmar, there was no mention of this on China Radio International, September 29th or 30th, as far as their general programming. China Drive is terrible. The title alone implies a disastrous American influence on transportation expectations of middle-class Chinese. It follows a pattern of fluff programming as vacuous as Vanna White, a type of program perfected to the point of near-complete irrelevance by Radio Japan, Radio Korea, and Radio Taiwan International, curiously all Asian Rim countries. As an infrequent weekly feature, fluff works well, such as His and Hers on Radio Netherlands in the 70s. But a daily dose is too much. A male and female chatting back and forth over the weather or beach holiday, interspersed with bubblegum music? Who cares? The local FM bands are full of this baloney. On a public broadcaster, I would expect something better. If CRI is really interested in getting its message out, just what is the message? Give us some programs with relevance and substance. My rejoinder, right on, except that if we get less fluff, we might get more propaganda. Radio Japan is just a shell of its former self. I can't help but notice that if there's been any breaking news in Asia since 1410 UT, you will not hear about it in English on Radio Japan until 0500 the next day, as there is no news on the only intervening broadcast left in English at 22 and midnight UT. Updating the new schedule in English for Japan we've already given, here are the changes for B07, summarized by Joe Hanlon. To Europe at 12, 17585 from the UAE replaces 17600. And at 14, it's 11780 from the UK instead of 13630. At midnight UT from the UK, 5920 replaces 5960. To Oceania at 09, it's 12,000 instead of 11,890 direct. And to Southwest Asia at 1310 and 1400, 9875 instead of 11985. You may recall our previous discussion of Shiokaze, the private service for abductees by North Korea, which was not allowed to broadcast direct from Japan, but instead via Taiwan. But now, from October 28th, that's changing, says Shigenori Aoki via Seichi Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle. The new schedule shows that the Yamata site, also used by Radio Japan, is being used by Shiokaze at 14 on 5985 and another half hour at 2030 on 5965. Ron Howard in California received email from radio station Pacific Ocean, Tikiokian in Vladivostok, confirming their time and frequency change for B07. As usual, they're 1 hour later at 0935 to 1000, and the winter frequencies are 5960 and 7330. Ron Howard in California is here at a station on 6130, believed to be Lal National Radio, on the air later than before, past 1600 UT. Then Martin Rode in Netherlands was also hearing what appeared to be Laos. However, it was underneath Tibet on the same frequency and totally blocked by DRM at 1559. As October 28th approached, there was some doubt whether IBB in Greenville, no longer Delano, would continue relaying Radio Thailand on 5890. Check at midnight 30 UT and again at 0200 for English, each followed by an hour of Thai. However, there is a new plan to broadcast direct from Thailand at those same times via the Udorn IBB facility. See if these are already on the air at midnight 30 over the pole to eastern North America. That's a rather daring experiment on 12095 and at 0200 to western North America, 15275. The other English broadcasts from Thailand for B07 scheduled direct from Udorn are at 0530 to Europe, 11730, 1230 to Asia and Australia on 9810, 1400 on 9725, 1900 to 20 to Northern Europe on 9805, and 2030 to 2045 to West and Central Europe on 9535, and at midnight UT to South Africa on 9680. We've not been hearing Voice of Indonesia on 9525 in the 13 UT hour since October 14th, when they were all messed up with a four-syllable audio loop that I mentioned. Apparently, they've decided to use 11785 instead for most of their external service, although it is hard to hear in central North America. Jim Ducharme in Puerto Rico says it was heard well there from 17 to 21 UT, the final hour in English, and the first hour in Spanish. Ron Howard in California laments that according to this B07 schedule, WIFR will be blocking 9680 again at 1000 UT when he's been hearing the Australian language lesson show Kangaroo Radio English from Indonesia. That's Wednesdays and Sundays at 10 on 9680. Tony Ashar in Indonesia heard from RRI that 9680 is supposedly on the air with one of their domestic services all the way from 22 until 17 UT. Via Roberto Gori and Dario Monferini, we have the new schedule for Philippine Broadcasting Service. English at 02 to 0330 on 17770, 15285, and 12025. Some of the programs include Philippine Trivia Monday through Friday at 02:35, Listeners International Sunday at 02:02. The Filipino service at 17:30 to 19:30 is on 15190, 11890, and 11730. The program schedule accompanying indicates that some of the programs have titles, if not content, in English. David Rickwish, also known as the Radio Heritage Foundation in New Zealand, says there seem to be at least two new shortwave stations planned in Papua New Guinea to be operated by religious broadcasters. Pacific governments are often strongly aligned to various Christian groups, so when one of them wants to get a broadcasting license, it's likely to be approved in short measure, the only major exception being New Caledonia. On October 12th, and this could happen again unpredictably, VL8T Tennant Creek, Northern Territory, failed to make its frequency change from 4 to 2 megahertz at 0830 UT, and at least three of us were hearing it on 4910, much later than usual. At 0933, says Ron Howard in California, at 1110, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, and I was hearing it as late as 1325 in Oklahoma. In the Utility DX forum, Mark in New Zealand reminds us that 9032 upper sideband is used for aircraft south of 60 degrees on their way to the McMurdo Icefield. Operation Deep Freeze out of Christchurch, New Zealand. Aircraft use the ICE call sign, such as ICE 02. Each flight is numbered sequentially in the season, which is now underway until March. Aircraft initially contact Auckland Radio on 8867, but at 60 south, they switch to 9032, an attempt to contact McMurdo. They typically depart Christchurch around 19 UT for the five-hour flight. On October 18th, I was hearing what must have been Pacific Missionary Aviation La Crosse, the new shortwave station in Micronesia, on 4755.25, and it stayed on the air past 1300, contrary to their website schedule. In fact, it was still audible at 1330. WNYZLP, TV Channel 6 in New York City, which has been operating as a radio station on 87.75 FM with Russian programming, is now being widely reported on 87.9 instead, and with a much more powerful signal. Doug Smith of W9WI.com has analyzed the situation and has come up with a number of apparent violations by this station. Reminder that WCXH Monticello, Maine, next to WBCQ, will be carrying out a special medium wave DX test for 1 hour, starting at 08 UT or 4 a.m. Eastern, early Monday, October 29th, on 780 kHz. The next special test after that will be early Sunday morning, November 4th, from WIGG 1420 in Wiggins, Mississippi. That'll be just after the change to standard time for half an hour at 4 a.m. Central equals 1000 UT. R. Smith draws our attention to a new anti-HD radio site. It's been put up by small station owners rather than by DX listeners. www.stopibo.com. On October 10th, Martin Groden, the Netherlands, first reported something strange on 5954.10 at 23 UT, a Latin American station. Since then, I and several others have heard it at various times from before 23 until past midnight UT, identifying with that recognizable interval signal as Radio Republica. That's the clandestine carried by WRMI and via the UK on other frequencies, but not parallel to 6135. Signal is rather weak and quite a bit of interference from WIFR on 5950 and after midnight UT also from Sackville on 5960. Dan Sheedy in California has heard it as late as 0236, also reported from Italy by Giampiero Bernardini at 2315. But where could this possibly be coming from? We don't know, but we do know that 5954 used to be the frequency of TIQ Radio Casino in Costa Rica. Adan Gonzalez in Venezuela says Radio Amazonas there was not only on the air 4939.7 October 20th, but much later than usual, past local midnight, signing off around 0426, but still very distorted. Samuel Castro in Brazil has the answer to one of the UNIDs we mentioned before on 4805. He's listened again, and although the music was in English, at 0100 UT, he now knows it was, in fact, Radiodifusora do Amazonas in Manaus, Brazil. There is a Fall DX get-together in Lebanon, Missouri, November 9th to 11th, sponsored by John Tudenham, the same weekend as the ARRL Midwest Convention. Details from W0JRP at earthlink.net. More long-haul, trans-equatorial FMDX, Caribbean to southern Brazil, reported by Rubén Charais Pedroso in Paraná. Details toward the end of recent issues of DX Listening Digest. And it should also work in the opposite direction. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issued October 23rd. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 October 26th, 15 and 4 October 30th, and November 16th. In between, down to 5 and 2, solar flux peaking at 68, October 31st to November 9th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1379.